Well, the Reverend Wayman is Elijah Taylor, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatonian Congregation. Now, it's out of the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is June 15, 2024, or it is the ninth day of the fourth month, and we're going to 28. We're going to continue our series on Track 8, Mount Zion, at the 11th Hour, by the V.T. Hallett. We're on part 4, page 81. Okay, it says, we'll do a little review, a paragraph, back up. It says that, let's read a prayer thought taken. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. I say that applies here. When in time past you walked according unto the course of this world, according unto the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedient, among them who also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature as the children of wrath, even as others. But Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Yahshua. By grace you are saved. So he's quickened us together. Now Paul's talking to those Ephesian Gentiles. He said, Gentiles and Jews have been quickened together with Yahshua. We've been quickened. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in the Yahshua, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Yahshua. For by the grace are you saved through the faith in the blood of the Yahshua of the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20. And that not of yourself, it is a gift of Yahweh. So let's read that again. For by the grace are you saved, and the Yahshua, the Son, through his blood of the everlasting covenant, and Hebrews 9:10-20, Hebrews 10:19-20, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of the Yahweh, not of the works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in the Yahshua, unto good works, that the Yahweh hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that you've been in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by those Jews that which is called by the circumcision. So when I added that word Jesus not there, something a light came on. So this is the tribe of Judah, who are called uncircumcised, but the tribe of Judah. the lawgiver, Hebrews 49:10, is called the circumcision, not the whole 12 tribes of Israel, I don't believe. If I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected. And the flesh made by the hand. That at that time, you were without the Yeshua, being alien from the commonwealth of the Israel, and the strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope, and without the Yahweh in the world. But now in the Yeshua, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of the Yeshua. For he is our peace, who hath both made one, and hath broken down the middle wall of the partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto the Yahweh in the one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you that were afar off, and unto them that were nigh. Through him we both have access by the one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of Yahweh, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Yeshua, in whom you also are building together for an habitation of the Father Yahweh through the Spirit. End of Ephesians 2. There's some mighty good information come out here. Amen. I just learned here for sure that you have to have the Gentiles as a part of the spiritual building, because they are raised up and built upon the apostles, prophets, and Yahshua himself being the chief cornerstone. That's who the Gentiles are raised up and built upon. When Paul went and converted them and brought the remnant of them into the kingdom, his kingdom, because they were preordained to be building blocks in the temple. So you have to have the Gentiles to join in with the tribe of Judah, the lawgiver, as a foundation so that they can be representatives to go bring their brethren, the Gentile brethren, into the kingdom. How long, says the Yahweh, wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Jeremiah 31:22. This woman must be symbolical, for no one person can possibly encompass another. She must, for this reason, be a symbol of the church, and the man must be the Yeshua, who shall at that time have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. purified the church, Isaiah 4:4, Testimony, Volume 5, page 8. Then will he be unto her a wall of the fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her, and will dwell in the midst of her, Zechariah 2:5-11. Though many variously raised their voices against Yahweh's establishing the seed of Israel as a righteous and holy nation, free from sinners, they shall fail to overthrow the plans of him who giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon, and of the stars for a light by the night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. For the Yahshua the host is his name. Those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Yahshua. Then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Yahshua, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Yahshua, Jeremiah 31:35-37. As the promises are made only unto Israel, the seed of the Abraham, the original vine which had been trodden down, this vine must therefore be raised up. Then the repentant Gentiles, by the virtue of the adoption in the Yahshua, shall be grafted into it, and only thus become of the planting of the Yahshua. I say then, hath the Yahweh cast away his people? For the Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. But Yahweh hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of the Elijah? How he maketh intercession unto Yahweh against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of the other unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee unto the image of Baal. But they that were translated into the 144,000, and the Adventist church that has not bowed the knee unto the mark of the beast, that false Catholic Trinity doctrine of the 144,000, of the Catholic Church, that the General Conference President Fred Wilson is forcing upon all the Adventist worldwide to accept as a universal doctrine for all the Protestant churches, Adventist and the Seventh Protestant churches, and has joined the loop that mystery battle woman rides upon the heads of, and controlled her during the 12th hour, that mystery battle of Revelation 17, woman. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according unto the election of grace. And if by the grace, then it is no more of the works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more of grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. Meaning that the 144,000 was elected long before they were made up, even, and brought forth. That's what it means by an election of. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, that the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. according as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of the slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, that their table be made a snare, and its back a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them, that their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. This is a present truth prophecy for the Adventist Church. They're the antitype and the contemporary of this prophecy that I just read about the ancient David said that their table be made a snare. But the antitypical David is telling the Adventist Church that their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block under them and a recompense under them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. That this is a direct prophecy of the Adventist Church. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for she provoked them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the richest of the world, and of this diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke unto emulation them which are of my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the fruitful are the first fruits, that is the Jews, that is the holy, the lump, the Jew and Gentile, is also holy, and of the root the Jew be holy. So are the branches, whether they be original or grafted in. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, a Gentile tree, that is, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the good olive trees, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, as thou Gentile bearest not the root, that the root the Jew will bear thee, thou wilt say then, for the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, and in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, of the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20, that is to say, by his blood, through the veil, that is, be not high-minded, but pure. For the Yahweh spared not the natural branches, the unbelieving Jews, take heed lest ye also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of Yahweh on them which fell severely. But toward thee goodness that thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in the unbelief, shall be grafted in. For Yahweh is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by the nature, and wert grafted contrary unto nature into a good olive tree, How much more shall these, which be of the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, that you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness and tardiness happen unto Israel, until the soreness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. So you have to bring in the remnant of the Gentiles that are also Israelites, of the 12 tribes. They got to be brought in, so that all the purified remnant of Israel shall be saved. As it is written, they shall come out of the sign of the deliverer, and shall turn away the unrighteousness from Jacob. But this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as testing the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and call of Yahweh are without recompense. For as you in times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For the Yahweh hath concluded them all in the unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of the Yahweh! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Yahweh, or who hath been his counselor? So who hath first given unto him? Or who hath first given unto him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and unto him are all things, unto whom be glory forever. Hallelujah. Romans 11. Listen, O Isle, unto me, and hearken, ye people, from far. For Yahweh hath called me Israel from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely that my judgment is with the Yahweh, and my work with my Yahweh. And now says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring of Jacob his posterity again unto him. Though Israel be not dead, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Yahweh shall be my strength. We too may say, though the whole world may reject Yahweh and his message, yet we will trust in the Yahweh, or the Yahshua. This is talking about the Son. Let's read that again. And now says the Yahshua that formed... No, this is Yahweh the Father. Okay. And let's continue. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, for the raising up of the tribes of the Jacob, and for the restoring of the preserved of the Israel. Only, for I will also give thee for a light unto the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my servant salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:1-5, 1-6. And in other words, those of the Israel who declare the sealing message of the 144,000. That would be the house of David in the 12th tribe of Gad in our day. That's his everlasting kingdom that Yahweh has raised up Daniel 2:44-45. That's the only one that has the calling and the anointing to declare the sealing message behind for. But they're the only one that has the light. They're the only one that has made the progress and stayed there and kept pace with the unfolding of the scroll and present truth as it unfolded to them. That's the only one that has the authority to declare the sealing message behind for it without unto the seventh day and the church. Shall also declare Yahweh's glory among the Gentiles. Thus be his salvation unto the end of the earth, and bring all their brethren for an offering unto the Yahweh out of all nations, Isaiah 6:19-20. Thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer of the Israel, and his Holy One, unto him whom the Yahweh, whom the man despises, the one whom they call this man, Luke 19:14, that would be the antithetical David, that the house of Gilead, the last feeding place would ever ensure. That's how we got sure that he came in 2002 at the Passover. He told Brother Johnson, I've appointed this here Elijah David to rule over you all. And this is what I have this man to rule over, Brother said. That sure cut him asunder then because of that. See page 471. Unto him whom the nation abhorreth, unto a servant of the ruler, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Yahshua that is faithful, and the holy, no, because of the Yahweh the Father that is faithful, and the holy, his Son as the Holy One of Israel. And he shall choose thee, that thee is the house of David, everlasting kingdom that David is placed in charge of here in Daniel 2:44-45. This saith Yahshua, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in a day of the salvation, that would be now in the 12th parabolic hour, the judgment of the living, at the time of the harvest, have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people. Going to give the house of David now in these last days for a covenant of the people, for the establishing of the earth, for the causing to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say unto the prisoners, go forth unto them that are in darkness, show yourself, they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of the water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and unto these from the north. And lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into the singing, O mountain. For the Yahweh has comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. The Zion said, the Yahweh hath forsaken me, and my Yahweh hath forgotten me, Isaiah 49:7-14. For the Zion, as we have herein seen, being the church, being the Seventh-day Adventist church in which 144,000 are at the time of the sealing message is heard, and being as the apple of his eye, the Yahweh asked her, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes. They may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. My walls are continually before me. They, thy children, shall make haste. Thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste, shall go forth to thee. Isaiah 49:15-17. That is, the sinners will be taken out of her, cast away from among the just. Matthew 13:48-49. Okay, it says, lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come unto thee. As I live, said to Yahshua, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as the bride doeth. See Zechariah 8:23, for the shepherd's rod, volume 2, page 281, for thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by the reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. That is, a great multitude is to join the purified house of the Israel of the 144,000, but the sinners shall be kept out of it. For the children which thou shalt have, those who shall be gathered in after thou hast lost the others, and everybody lost up those terrors in the Adventist church, those who fell in the slaughter of Ezekiel 9 in the Adventist church, shall say again in thine ear, the place is too straight for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shall thou say in thy heart, who hath begotten me thee, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who hath brought up thee? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? For this generation shows that the church is ignorant of the great multitude of Revelation 7:9. The second fruit. Thus, let's do it again. It says, behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? For this generation shows that the Seventh-day Adventist church is ignorant of the great this couldn't be the Seventh-day Adventist church. This shows that the purified house of David has been kept blinded to this year, one that will take the place of those terrors that are lost in the Adventist church. Because they're asking the question. It sure shows that, no, let's go back again. Let's do this all again, erase all of that. It says, behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? For this question shows that the Seventh-day Adventist church, in its impurified state before the 144,000 are sealed, are ignorant of the great multitude of the Revelation 7:9, that's the Gentiles, the second fruit. This says, well, they were ignorant of the 144,000 in the first truth. This said to the Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand unto the Gentiles and set up my standard unto the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens are nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahshua, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? For thus saith the Yahshua, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with the sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I am the Yahshua, thy Savior, and thy Redeemer by my blood. This Yahshua by his blood, the mighty one of Jacob, Isaiah 49:18-26. That when he seeth his children at the work of mine hands in the midst of him, he shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the Yahweh of the Israel. Behold, the name of the Yahshua cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. For his lips are full of the indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach into the midst of the neck for the sifting of the nations with the sieve of the vanity. They shall be as a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Isaiah 20:23, Isaiah 30:27-8. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by the liberal things shall he stand, because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, for the forts and towers shall be for the dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of the righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of the righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in the sure dwelling, and in quiet resting places, when it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low and a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Isaiah 32:14-20. Hear ye that are far off, for I have done what I have done. Let's do that again. Hear, ye that are far, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. For the sinners in the Zion, and the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the last days, are afraid. For the fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of the oppression, that shaketh his hands from the holding of pride, that stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from the seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, his place of the defense shall be the munition of the rocks, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. For then I shall see the King, Yahshua, in his beauty. This is talking about the purified church that's come out of the Adventist church in the 12th symbolic hour. They're the ones that shall see the King Yahshua in his beauty. For they shall behold the land that is very far off. For thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? That is the secretary. Where is the receiver? The treasurer. whereas he that counted the statistical secretary, the tower, the conference, the president, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Thou shalt speak and understand, and the languages, all the languages, that's thou shalt speak, let's do that again, for thou shalt speak and understand all of the languages, Isaiah 33:13-19. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Yahshua will come with a vengeance, even the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, with the recompense. For he will come and save you by his blood. And that's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19-20, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18-24. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of the water. In the habitation of the dragon, where each slave shall be dressed with the reeds and the rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of the holiness. But then kings shall not pass over it. It is shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon, for it shall not be found there. But the redeemed of the Yahshua, the Son, shall walk there. And the ransom of the Yahweh, the Father, shall return and come unto Zion with the song and with the everlasting joy upon their heads. For they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sin shall flee away. Isaiah 35:3-10. Inasmuch as both the field with the wheat and tares, Matthew 13:30, and the net with the good and bad fish, Matthew 13:47-8, represent the gospel church during the period in which the saints and the hypocrites are commingled throughout the Seventh Day Adventist church. Then that's in the fourth movement. The hypocrites, the wheat and the tares, they worship together in the Seventh-day Adventist church during the judgment of the dead. And when that period is over, that's when they're separated. Then the vessels into which the good fish are placed after the bad are cast away from among them. And the barn into which the wheat is placed after the tares are separated from it must necessarily represent the everlasting kingdom, the temple of David, passing from his, or this represents the Seventh-day Adventist church. Let's do that again. Okay, it says, let's do inasmuch as both the field with the wheat and the tares, Matthew 13:30, and the net with the good and bad fish, Matthew 13:47-48, represent the Seventh-day Adventist church during the period in which the saints and the hypocrites are commingled then the vessel into which the good fish are fished after the bad are cast away from among them, and the barn into which the wheat is placed after the tares are separated from it, must necessarily represent the everlasting kingdom, or represents the Seventh Heaven Church passing from its unclean state, field, or net, into another, this purified state, which is symbolized not by the field or by the net, but rather by the barn. And by vessel, a new place, safe and clean, where henceforth they shall no more come of the uncircumcised and the unclean into thee. Isaiah 52:1. So no matter what the term we may give unto this new place into which the saints are to be gathered, the place itself will be absolutely free from sin, because all sinners among the righteous have been destroyed. Since after separation of the unconverted from among the Yahweh's true people, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, then are the purified house of Israel, the church of the house of David, then comprised 144,000 as the first fruits of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, is to emerge into a theocratic government, inevitably, then the vessels represent the composite units, the tribe, into which the redeemed of the Yeshua by his blood are gathered severally, while the barn represents the composite unit of the kingdom, or the purified kingdom that's pointed out in the prophecy of Daniel 2:44-45, that's set up in the days of these kings, and shall not be destroyed or left unto other people, but it shall go into a mountain and fill the whole earth, into which they are gathered collectively. And this great gathering, selected, absolute and final as it is, only goes to show again that the birth of the kingdom is absolutely dependent upon the purification of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. For I, Yahshua, have sent mine angel for the testifying unto thee these things in the seven churches, the Adventist Church being the seventh one. That's in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. It talks about those seven churches that Yahshua walks in the midst of them. I am the root and the offspring of the David and the bride. Yes, this is Yahshua talking. For the Yahshua, let's read that again. For the Yahshua said, I, Yahshua, have sent mine angel. To testify unto you these things in the churches. Okay, what angel is that? Yahshua has an angel also. So he sent that angel as a messenger to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of the David, and the bright and the morning star. Revelation 22:16. Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Judges 18:9. Be not slothful, act promptly, get ready, follow the Lamb to the ruler of the land. Send ye the Lamb unto the ruler of the land. From Selah unto the wilderness unto the mount of the daughter of Zion. Now this daughter of Zion is the tribe of Judah. This is the house of David. For it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make thy shadow as the night, and the mist of the noonday. Hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth. Let the mount outcast dwell with thee, for the Moab shall be as a covert unto them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end, for the spoiler ceases, for the oppressors are consumed out of the land, and in the mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in the truth in the tabernacle of the David, judging and seeking judgment. This is this lamb, which is Yahshua. He's the ruler of the lamb. He sits upon the throne in the tabernacle of David. And that's in Luke 1:32-33, and that's the prophecy of Isaiah 9:6-8. And seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. Isaiah 16:1-5. Though this passage may seem to contain nothing more than the cabalistic language of the cadence mysticism, yet it holds lessons calculated for the converting even the case-hardened infidel into the certain truth of the Bible. For indeed, if the Yahweh's people could get along without this scripture, we may be sure that he would not have taken either the prophet's time to write it or space in the Bible to record it. Were it in the short merely a mystical rhapsody of prophetic tenor without rhyme or reason, then it were not but a piece of vain repetition and imperfection, an impossible thing with the Yahweh. So, for the attaching of the no significance or importance unto the verses, would they one with the fearful condemnation of the following scripture. Any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Revelation 22:19. As the Isaiah's words therefore must contain light for the absence of which even dark our path exposes us unto the risk of failing, of falling with the blind headlong into the pit. For the diligence of searching for the truth will discover that though the passage appears obscure and involved in the mystery, it is plain and simple when seen in the light which shines from above. Send you the lamb to the ruler of the lamb, from Selah unto the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion. Isaiah 16:1. For the definite article, the, lends the absolute meaning unto the noun, a lamb, showing that a lamb, a is an indefinite article now. B is a definite article. as the only one of his kind, was the object of the command to send the lamb from Moab unto the mount of the daughter of Zion, Mount Zion in the Jerusalem, where it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of the Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. That is, the lamb had to be taken from Moab because the Moabites were to be cast out as a wandering bird at the fords of Arnon, Isaiah 16:2. For the sake of history, record that the one lamb taken from the Moab before the Moabites were cast out of their nest was the one at whom John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of the Yahweh, the Father, which is Yahshua, his son." For the prophecy shows that the Lamb was rushed from the Moab unto the Mount Zion. That's the David's palace at Jerusalem, an event which took place when the Naomi with her sons went to Moab, the wilderness, a nation, not under the direct care of Yeshua, and therefore not a vineyard, and brought Ruth, the Moabitess, from Moab unto Jerusalem, for the Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and she bare a son, and they called his name Obed, for he is the father of Jesse, the father of David, and Jesse begat David, Ruth 4:13-22. This Yahshua is the son of David, or sent from the Moab unto the Mount Zion, David's palace. This showing Yahshua's divinity as the son of David, as the son of the Yahweh, the Father. Let's do it again. Thus Yahshua, as the son of David, was sent from the Moab unto the Mount Zion, that's the David's palace, thus showing that Yahshua's divinity as the son of the Yahweh, the Father, and his humanity as a son not only of the David, but also of the Lot, Moab. Oh, how wonderfully particular is our Yahweh. For the names Obed, Jesse, and David in the Hebrew tongue means Yahshua, as a servant of Obed, who is to be my present Jesse, the beloved David. For Yahshua being in the flesh, Moabite as well as an Israelite, Yahweh said, "Let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab, Yahshua. Be thou a covert unto them from the face of this quarter, and a man," again pointing unto Yahshua, "shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land." Isaiah 16:4, Isaiah 32:2. Sent to take counsel, execute judgment, make his shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday, hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth, Isaiah 16:3. For the Yahshua as our hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, is a weary in a weary land, is as a great and perfect shadow, even as a midnight afternoon day. So also exclaims the psalmist, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O Yahweh! Therefore the children of men shall put their trust under the shadow of thy wing, because thou hast been my help Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalm 36:7. And therefore, exclaims the gospel prophet also, shall the strong people glorify thee, the city of the terrible nation shall fear thee, for thou hast been a strength unto the poor, a strength unto the needy, and his distress a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible one is as a storm against the wall, Isaiah 25:3-4, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and it shall sit upon, and he shall sit upon it in the truth, in the tabernacle of David. Again, that's Luke 1:32-33, and that's the prophecy of Isaiah 9:6-8. He's going to sit in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness. In other words, harvesting the righteous of the earth. Isaiah 16:5. Since according to this scripture, the establishment of the Yahshua's throne is yet future, and since furthermore it is to be set up in the tabernacle of David, under which did not take place at his first coming, Yahshua therefore, when he comes to reign in his forthcoming kingdom, will sit upon the throne of David, and that's Isaiah prophecy again, 9:6-8, on the throne of David, and Luke 1:32, and as he is then the judge seeking judgment and hastening righteousness, the entire action occurs just before the close of the probation during the 12th and last parabolic hour that we're in now, the time in which he can hasten righteousness so happily. This prophecy of Yahshua's genealogy and of his taking the reins in his own hands, that he did at Kermit 2002 at the Passover, from Brother Johnson and given to Elijah David, was given for the admonition and learning of those who shall be living at the end of time. All these things shall come to pass. Supremely important, therefore, is the need to remember this all-important lesson, and with the faithful act promptly. This brings in verse 10 to our context. This is the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song.
I am thankful, Yah, I heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me in the blessed young to cross with the star. Draw me near, blessed young, to the precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to the service, young, for the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up for the steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, blessed young, to the cross of the star. Draw me near, blessed young, to the precious bleeding side. For the pure delight of the single love, that before that throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, Maria, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me near, Seigneur, in the precious deep inside. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are hearts of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Coming near, blessed Yah, to cross with the sky. Coming near, blessed Yah, to our precious bleeding side.